Allah SWT, we also finish rakah today. And it is a surah that we should try and recite, inshallah, every Friday. And if we can, the least we can do for ourselves is recite the first part of it every day and the last part of it every day, so as to remind us as to not become influenced by the effects of the likes of Dajjal. Constantly we are being bombarded to go towards that which is wrong, whether it's in the form of the media, in the form of music, in the form of relationships, in the form of people that we come in contact with. Everyone is trying to influence us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at your average interaction, let's say you go to work, there is little or very little communication or dialogue about Allah, about doing good. Every dialogue you have with people is about, let's have a good time, let's enjoy, let's wait for the weekend, let's party, let's do this, let's do that. So by reciting this surah, Surah Kahf, or at least the beginning and end of it every day, every Friday morning, try to recite it with this in mind that, oh Allah, I'm surrounded by things that are directing me towards corruption. And oh Allah, I seek your guidance, so that way I will make good decisions for myself and my family. I mean, you look at, unfortunately, if you look at how your children dress, you look at how they talk, you look at how they communicate, you see a lot of influence of not Allah and Rasulullah, influence from the outside world. My brothers and sisters, if they are influenced now by the outside world, what's going to happen to your grandchildren? If you are being influenced to a certain extent, your children are being influenced a little bit more, what's going to be left of your grandchildren? What's going to be left of your great-grandchildren? So in reflecting upon this given surah, it brings guidance, inshallah, to our lives and steers us away from that which is corrupt in nature. And of course, thereafter, we came across Surah Maryam, and without going into the details of it, regarding Maryam alayhi salam, and this is something we have to teach our children, especially our daughters, because this example is regarding Maryam alayhi salam. And what happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam, go to her and bless her with a child. Go and tell her about the glad tidings of a child, and give her this good news, so that way, inshallah, Isa alayhi salam, of course, can come into existence. When the angel came to her, one of the things she said was, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ, that you are here to tell me that I'm going to get a child? No man has ever touched me. What are you talking about? You are an evil person, in other words. You are trying to influence me towards wrong. Inni a'udhu bir-Rahman, I seek refuge in Allah, leave me alone, in kunta taqiyya, if you are pious. This is what we have to teach our daughters. When men approach them, tell to those people, leave me alone. Say to themselves, I seek protection Allah from the evil of people like you. And if you are a good person, move on. The angel said, innama ana rasul rabbik li'ahaba laki ghulaman zakiyya, that I'm not just any ordinary person. I am sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gift you the glad tidings of a child. What did she say? Anna yakunu li ghulam, how can they be for me a child? Walam yamsasni bashar, no man has ever touched me. Walam aku baghiya, and not only no man has ever touched me, I am not a loose, nor am I an immoral woman. My brothers and sisters in Islam, can our daughters say that? Can our women say this? It's a question we have to ask ourselves, and we shouldn't put the blame on them. We have to ask ourselves, what positive influence have we been for our daughters? What positive influence have we been to our wives? And inshallah, it's never too late. By reflecting upon these things, inshallah, we will be able to make good choices. Then of course, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا, all these given ayah, whether it's Musa alayhi salam, whether it's Idris alayhi salam, whether it's Ismail alayhi salam, whether it's Adam alayhi salam, whoever it is, there is one message they all came with, guiding people towards Allah. And each one of them at some point had resistance, where people said, we are not going to follow. We are going to do something that is wrong in nature. Allah says, even though they wanted to do wrong things, if they converted to the given religion and they followed the given prophet,
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة. So long as they made tawbah, they put their behavior right, they made istighfar, they followed the given prophet, Allah says, as long as their tawbah was sincere, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. As far as Allah is concerned, He has absolutely no need to punish you thereafter. He has no need to oppress you whatsoever. So long as you made your tawbah, you made your istighfar, you followed that which is right, and inshallah in these days of Ramadan, if we also repented for the wrongs we have done, it does not matter, the past is over. It's history, as they say. What we have with us is our current. And we have to make istighfar for the wrong we have done, for the poor choices we have done. If we made dhulam to others, ask them for forgiveness, put our behavior right. Then inshallah, by putting our behavior right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have no reason to punish you at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhira wa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.